Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Energy, and you know this for true, right? Mm-hmm. This book has really caused me to have a huge shift in energy, hasn't it?
It has.
What about you? Well, you know, Dr. Reggie, you've always been the master, and but I think living with me, I've made you a little crazy. But
no, not at all. No, that is. It's like watching a butterfly in a cocoon, a chrysalis, and it's coming forth and bursting forth. And it's a wonderful thing to do when you go through that period of living in that cocoon. And suddenly when you come out, the air, the breathing, the life force, the freedom to move and run, it's fantastic.
Wow. You see why I married him? He is so... honey, you are just amazing.
Oh, my God. you make me amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, blessed. I love you so much. So, yeah, wow, that's an amazing analogy. It's like a caterpillar transforming into a beautiful butterfly. I definitely feel like I have gained my wings, so to speak, in going through this journey with you into oneness. It has been just awesome. And I'm recognizing as oneness is winding the book down, they are planting the seeds of your journey. And there are two ways to look at how they're describing everything in the end here. One way you can look at it is when we transition in life, that which we call death, and what happens, which is also ascending. We think it's the end. It's not the end. So I hear that undercurrent there. And then the other is the transformation and ascension process in physical form, in the where we're still within our bodies. And so this chapter, which is chapter 40, we're going to talk about the quickening and emerging into the awareness as the full composite, going back and doing a full view of our lives and where, how far we've come. And the book itself has taken me personally on that journey. So it's done a wonderful job in awakening that energy within us and having us to look deeply at our lives, not just the physical reality that we're living now, but on a multidimensional level. And how we are shifting our energy to pull all of ourselves into the one composite. So before we get started, I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer.
Father, we thank you for yet another day in the middle of the week. We thank you for the energy of being alive. simply not taking for granted anything, movement, or even breath. We thank you for the stillness that we go into in finding our core being as you. We thank you that we are the lit candle that is not affected by storm or wind. Our flame cannot be extinguished by humankind. This flame is eternal, and it's from a place beyond this world, that we're living in these bodies and have agreements that we made on a sacred level. And we thank you that we fulfill those agreements. No matter what we go through, we're getting to enlightenment and empowerment, that we have the ability to help others on their path. This book and the prayers and the energy, we thank you for, because someone is stepping into the alignment. Someone is getting a healing spontaneously. Someone is bridging a relationship and finding love, and some love is returning. We thank you for every aspect of being, that with you, nothing is ever lost. And in consciousness, we know nothing is ever lost. Thank you for the quickening, the alivening process, the energy of being quickened from beyond the grave. We are alivened and resurrected every single day that we live. The combustion process, giving our bodies a brand new way of living, a brand new life. We thank you for it. We know your hand is in it. We believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Wow. So let me open up the chat room here. Yesterday, that chat room was busy, busy, busy. And there was someone that kept saying, I want to say something, I want to say something. And when I clicked on it, it was, you know, I don't know what you call it, a spam. A spam or an ad or whatever. But they were just having a fit in there in the chat room. So sometimes I don't open it up because it's distracting. But I love people to join chat. And, you know, I really need a volunteer, someone who's willing to moderate the chat room, and because I can't do both, but I would really appreciate if someone would say, Cynthia, I'll do it and help me. So I'm putting that out there, and I'm expecting a wonderful person to manifest. Yay! So we are in chapter 40. The book only has 44 chapters, hint, hint, which means, ta-da, we should be finished with this book by Monday or Tuesday. And guess what? I still don't know what our next book is going to be. And I thought I started pretty early in looking. So I need some help. I sent out the newsletter, and I asked you guys, I said, okay, I gave you a carousel. If you go to the website, actually, I think, if you go to the website, you will see a carousel. Let me see what page that's on. Our website, of course, is circlesofprosperity.org. And if you go to the page that says Morning Devotion and scroll down, you will see a section that says, Where Will Our Next Journey Take Us? And there's a carousel of books. These are books that I've selected and books that I have received suggestions from you. Just go through and look at them. They're all if you click on a book, it will take you into Amazon.com, and you can read what the book is about and also read the reviews on the book. Some of these books have where Amazon will let you take a peek inside. Here's one. I'm just clicking on it now, and it's called The Eye of the Storm, Embracing Conflict and Creating Peace. And we just had this huge lesson on conflict, so that's kind of appealing. And it does have a click to look inside. And it says, here's the book description. In this book, we learn to go beyond merely managing the conflict in our lives to actually embracing the conflict, allowing it to teach us what we otherwise might not learn. This process leads to peacemaking, whether it be within ourselves, in our relationships, or as a result of outside circumstances. And it goes on and on. But, you know, take the time, because this is your classroom. This is these books, these lessons, it's your journey. So I need to get your feedback. If I don't hear from you, then I pick the book. And you're going like, I don't want to hear that book. But if I hear from you and you give, you know, you get your vote, then, you know, we are doing something that's going to be exciting. So we need to take care of this quickly. All right. So please go to circlesofprosperity.org, the morning devotion, and look for the section, Where Will Our Next Journey Take Us? And then send me an email and let me know what you think. Okay. I so would appreciate it. All right. So today we're talking about the quickening and emerging in awareness as the full composite of our memories of life experience. And I was sharing with you earlier how this book has really taken me on a journey, so I know it's taken you, because we're all connected, right? And caused me to look back over some of the experiences of my life, things that maybe I would have considered negative experiences, things where I would have said, oh, that's, I failed, I was a failure in this area, oh, I was wonderful over here, oh, I really screwed that up over there. I mean, I've gone through so many of my dramas, life dramas, and while going through this book, if you have not had the courage to look at your life as we've gone through this book, I'm asking and I'm praying for you right now to take the courage, because there is no wrong or no right. You are not damaged goods. You are a beautiful spirit. You're here. You came into this experience that we call life to explore. And so it's okay. Whatever you experience is okay, because you desire to explore life in the physical form. You were gathering information. I tell you all the time, what? We're land rovers, right? We're visiting this planet and scooping up samples of experiences. And it benefits the whole the whole cosmos, the whole universe. We're sharing all that information with the universe, and we are shifting things. So embrace it. And that's what this chapter is about. All right, let's start with, I'm on page 363 if you want to follow with me. Many who read these words will feel a reluctance to step into uncharted territory when the reality of what is transpiring becomes obvious. I wonder what they mean by that. Are they saying that when we realize that we're the ones that are creating our experience, that we become hesitant to step forward because we don't want to take responsibility for our life? Is that what that means? I don't know. Let's find out. And after all the work has been done and the destination is in view, it is easy suddenly to question all of it. For it is one thing to have intellectually grasped the concepts that have been presented and to have gone through the motions of putting them into practice, but it is quite another thing to begin to embody the heightened energies and to experience the quickening that accompanies it. So what are they saying? It's one thing to sit around and talk about it and go, oh, isn't that wonderful? Or, oh, that's really deep, and intellectualize about it. And it's one thing to maybe today practice the principle, but tomorrow it's not anywhere in your head, and you're kind of, you maybe backslide a little bit. But when you move into the consciousness, the reality of living it daily, moment to moment, whoa, that's what they're talking about. That you are standing on the edge and you, either you're going to, on the edge of a mountain, and either you're going to step off in faith, knowing what really is, or you'll hesitate. And where are you this morning? So the new sensations of heightened vibration can be alarming at first if one is unprepared to anticipate the feelings that accompany the advanced stages of the transformation process. As the interdimensional threshold is approached, one can expect to experience an otherworldly sense of detachment from the mundane aspects of your life script, and at the same time, a sense of deep contentment that is not cause-related permeates your consciousness. You know, I was talking to my friend, my girlfriend last night, and I was sharing with her how I had moved into this consciousness of where I'm content and secure. I'm so sorry. I was distracted for a moment. Let me center myself. So, I am content and where I am in my life. And that contentment bothered me for a long time. I'm sorry. Hold on one second, please. I can't do this, baby. I'm so sorry. Okay, I have it on music. I'm very sorry. Reggie decided to make breakfast in the this morning. It's all this noise and it was distracting me. So anyway, here we are. What I was trying to share with you is that I've reached this period of contentment, and that bothered me because I was used to having this drive. I got to do this. This is my goal. I need to move this way. I need to do this. I was always strategizing. If I do this, I do this. And now I'm in this point where I'm just I don't have that drive in me anymore. But it doesn't mean that I don't have desires. I've learned that I'm content because I'm now very clear in terms of what I want, and I'm using the energy to magnetize that which I desire to me. Are you guys getting that? So, because I've moved into oneness, and all of that other stuff was a distraction, and not my utilizing my focused energy. And so consequently, when drama arises in my life, I don't pay attention to it. You know why? Because it's an indication that things are moving, creating space for that which I desire. How many of you are at that point right now? And I will admit that I'll have a brief moment where I get caught up in the drama, and then I catch myself and I pull back and say that all is in divine order. All is in divine order. So This is what oneness is talking about. At the same time, there's a sense of deep contentment that is not cause-related, but it permeates your consciousness. and we release and let go of the struggle. So one has the sense of virtually floating over the day-to-day details of one's life without being drawn into feeling invested in the outcome of these scenarios. And well, one need not be. For the pages are turning so quickly at this stage of your journey that outcomes will not actually be experienced in the way one might anticipate them under normal conditions. The laws of cause and effect have been radically rewritten at this point in the process, and at times what manifests as one's reality is far from what would have been expected. And I can tell you, speaking from my perspective, that my life is completely different than I thought it would be 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But it is the most fulfilling. So there is no rhyme or reason to some of what will transpire, at least not from the perspective of linear logic. As the details of resolution play out for each of you, a barrage of parallel experiences may manifest, one right after another, as if to underscore a particular life lesson that must be mastered. But you can anticipate experiencing a sequence of seemingly unwarranted provocation that gives the impression of being virtually under siege. But what is being tested at this stage is if and how you react. And it is not unusual to find oneself backsliding into defensiveness and reactions that reflect an investment in having to be right. Because until the pattern is recognized, one can continue in a repeated cycle for what appears to be an agonizingly long time, and then very abruptly the energy shifts once more, and the barrage of adversity is no longer there. And you will have achieved the state where you are present in your own circumstances with great indifference as a witness. And that's where, can you imagine living your life where you're not investing energy in defending yourself, but that you are simply moving through the motions with no vested interest in how it turns out, because you've moved into what? All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And oneness is telling us that we are going, I love it, they say we are going to be tested, but we're tested to see if and how we react. Dr. Reggie says, crap is going to happen to you. Life happens. You know, it's not important what happens to you. What's important is how you respond. And we want to move into a place where we're not responding. Well, let's say that we are responding, but we're not reacting. Reacting requires action, which requires energy, which is our creative force. If we misuse that energy, in that creative force, then we're creating a drama in our life. You want to become a witness. Let it unfold. Let it be. And, you know, I think older people get to this place because they've seen it all and they've experienced it all, and they kind of naturally get to this place, some of them. I was blessed to have older, wiser people around me when I was in my 20s and 30s, And nothing moved them. They would just say, oh, baby, everything is going to be fine. Don't worry about it. And I was flipping cartwheels. And they were moving in peace, in oneness. So I'm helping you to move into your oneness, into your divinity. Everything is going to be okay. You'll survive everything and learn from it. So oneness is saying when you become a witness, you find yourself watching your circumstances unfold and observing yourself as you float effortlessly through turbulence, untouched by the emotional charge that might once have accompanied it. And I put in parentheses here, wow, but that really stood for walk on water. I love the story of Jesus walking on water because it was storming that night. And the wind was blowing. And I guess Jesus said, you know, the quickest way for me to get to this boat and out of all of this turbulence is to walk across this water because they can't see me. His disciples were in the boat out on the water. So he just opted to walk through the turbulence. And it's such great symbolism, isn't it? He was the eye of the storm. He represents peace, oneness. He represents rising above the circumstances. That's what oneness is telling you. When you merge with that divinity within you, you rise above your life circumstances. You walk on water. Patterns, and here's the other part of that lesson. I'm so sorry. You remember, I think it was Peter that wanted to walk on water with Jesus. And so he says, well, you got to get out of the boat first. And so he says, okay. So he jumps out of the boat. He's just enthralled. He's excited about having this experience, right? And he is walking on water with Jesus. And then all of a sudden, when he realizes what he's doing, he looks down. And he comes back to this reality of, this is water, and I'm not supposed to be walking on water. This can never happen. And he begins to sink, and Jesus reaches out his hand, and he says, oh, ye of little faith. And that's what happens to us. We're gliding. Everything is moving really well for us. And then we stop and say, oh, this is like, why is everything going real well? There's this drama in front of me. I need to be involved in the drama. And we get distracted. No, you don't need to be involved in the drama. You need to observe the drama and rise above it. It's a beautiful lesson. Anyway, so let's move forward. Patterns are initiated in one reality and brought to fruition in another. At this stage of your journey. So it is pointless to expect particular results to manifest when an entirely different set of variables has been added to the equation. The outcome, were one to have stood still and not shifted realities, may well have been the triumphant result of careful planning and hard work and a brilliant strategy, yet under the conditions of a heightened vibration, those variables may well fall short of the mark, and it is likely to become confused and discouraged when everything seemingly starts going wrong. So, you know, I totally believe that we move into a point when we're growing, and our whole purpose, the way we're programmed right now, is to create experiences for us to grow into our full awareness of our divinity
And when we reach a certain level of understanding of being and being aware of our awareness, that we start creating challenges that are even more challenging for us, because and this is what oneness is telling us. I'm in my oneness, so and I'm doing everything right. What's next? And what oneness is telling you is that you will be tested on things that make absolutely no sense if you were to logically put it in place. They're even telling you, you can plan your life carefully, you can do hard work, you can have a brilliant strategy, but something is going to come from another dimension to throw all of that haywire. And it's only to make you stronger. It's only to make you stronger. And here's the secret, you are creating that test because it's your desire to be in oneness. It's your desire to be in the full glory of who you are. They tell us that every experience is sacred. It's sacred. And listen to the warning from oneness. When everything is going wrong, here's what they say. It is so easy to start blaming others. It is so easy to point fingers. So you can blame others, or you can blame the stars, or any number of plausible causes for a string of circumstances that is so adverse, it almost appears comical. And your situations present themselves for resolution sequentially in escalating vibrational realities where your frequency continues to register at the low end of the scale. So if you still have work, and this is what I find so amazing about this program. I'm going to call it a program because, you know, all of us have these little Android phones. Just imagine that, or iPhones, and they make these little apps that can do these little functions. Well, you have a divinity app. And it's saying, all right, I'm checking all your frequencies to see if they are in agreement or that they can merge with the divinity frequency. If you have a low-level frequency somewhere residing in your energy field, it's going to prevent you from hitting the bullseye, which is divinity. And so it says, okay, for you to clear this up, this low energy, we have to put you on this path of challenges. Okay, so now you've moved to level 37 or whatever in the divinity game, and you're clearing that energy. And once you can, you may have to start over several times, and that's why you repeat a pattern over and over again. And you say, oh yeah, I remember when I got to this stage, I had to do this. I needed to shift here so that I could get to the next stage. That's all we're doing in life, moving towards our divinity. And that's a wonderful analogy. I'm tickling because you know why? I play these little games, and now I get to see it a different way. But that's what's happening. And so each time you get to a certain point and you clear a level, you move closer until you get that vibration, which began at zero, up to the highest level that it can be. And now it says, all right, you're ready to graduate, and we're promoting you to level 38. Yay! But there's more drama coming. And listen to what they say. Your situations present themselves for resolution sequentially in escalating vibrational realities. And your ability to non-react to these irritants helps you to stabilize your energies quickly and not contribute to the conditions that create adversity. So, embrace it with love. And we have defined love in circles of prosperity as no resistance. So when the situation arises and is drama, here's the test. Can you stand there in the midst of that storm and not respond? Take in a deep breath. Can you stand in the middle of a storm and not respond? Not have that adrenaline rush go through you because you are afraid. Not have that adrenaline rush go through you because you are angry. Not have that adrenaline rush go through you because you're jealous and envious, or because you feel that it's wrong, or you know that you're right. Can you stand in the middle of that storm and say, all is well, peace, be still? That's what oneness is telling us that we need to be, because the minute we move into anything else, it's going to say, beep. We got to put you on this path. Clear that energy. So we're going to give you more problems to deal with. I don't know about you. I'm tired of problems. I release problems. I refuse to have a problem. Okay. And here's what they say. Your buttons will be pushed in every way imaginable during this period of transition between dimensions, and your ability to resist taking these episodes at face value will go far toward easing your passage through this unstable and unsettling stage of your experience. Because the blatant contradiction between the exalted states of energy assimilation and the uncanny streak of bad luck will seem so absurd during the experience of it. But in retrospect, you recognize the makings of a great story. And in the light of the new days about to dawn, these times of trial will fade into the haze of a distant dream. Life is but a dream. When you stand in the middle of the turbulence with perfect love. I am going to end our lesson here on this chapter. I encourage you to go ahead and read the rest of it because it's a powerful lesson. But I think you're getting the gist of it. I think that we are being tested and that we should not respond to our life circumstances, that we need to be in the eye of the storm in peace and oneness. I haven't done this for a while, but if you have a question or comment this morning, press 1 on your telephone keypad. I want to hear from somebody this morning. If not, I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. Okie dokie.
Okay. Father, what a beautiful lesson this was for all of us. I hope that everybody gets the message that we are one with you. As Jesus said, I and the Father are one. This oneness lesson has taken us and given us a very special gift, a lifetime plan for using miracle power at the right time, in the right way, for our greatest happiness. Let us always know that in the midst of all these storms and energy, there are no distractions except you. There's only the silence and only the form of what is. We look at it as an illusion and just blow it away, knowing it's not real anyway. We thank you for the power of giving you in our veins, in our blood, in our souls, in our minds, We're not distracted by any person or thing in this dimension or in the infinite dimensions that are existing. We thank you that you are the one force that is in us, and we represent you as ambassadors for the highest universal consciousness. Nothing can distract us or throw us. You are the answer in us. Let us become that, let us live it, and let us know it. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll be here tomorrow morning as we begin to wind down Circles of Prosperity. You have a blessed and wonderful day.